Welcome to the Puerto Rico Business Legal Podcast. Welcome to episode 2 of our podcast on the new paid and unpaid leaves of absence under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. I am Jose Noya Mayoral. We wanted to share important details on the new paid and unpaid leaves of absence for all private employers with fewer than 500 employees and all public sector employers. This act was signed into law by President Trump on March 18, 2020. It takes effect 15 days after it was enacted. That would be April 2nd, 2020. But an affirmative bulletin of the U.S. Department of Labor takes the position that it takes effect a day earlier, that is April 1st, 2020. The first landmark provision of this legislation is the new public health emergency leave, which was enacted through the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act. This temporary expansion of the FMLA ends on December 31st, 2020. It contains new unpaid and paid leaves under the FMLA related to a public health emergency. It has specific definitions for eligible employees and for covered employers. An eligible employee is who has been employed for at least 30 calendar days rather than who has met the 1,250 hours of work requirement during the last 12-month period under the FMLA. A covered employer is a person engaged in commerce or in any industry or activity affecting commerce who has fewer than 500 employees. An employer of an employee who is a healthcare provider or an emergency responder may elect to exclude such employee from the application of this public health emergency leave. The Secretary of Labor may also issue regulations to exclude certain healthcare providers and emergency responders from the definition of eligible employee and to exempt small businesses with fewer than 50 employees when it would otherwise jeopardize the viability of the business as a going concern. This leave is for when the employee is unable to work or telework due to a need for leave to care for the son or daughter under 18 years of age, if the school or place of care has been closed or the child care provider of such son or daughter is unavailable due to a public health emergency. This public health emergency leave is an additional covered reason to enjoy leave within the existing 12 weeks of unpaid leave under the FMLA. In that regard, it doesn't expand the 12 weeks of FMLA entitlement. For the first 10 days of leave, the employee can elect to take it as unpaid leave, or the employee could choose to substitute any accrued vacation, personal, or sick leave, including, in certain instances, the new emergency paid sick leave, which I will describe later. After an initial 10 days of unpaid leave, the employer would be required to provide paid leave for the remaining FMLA balance available based on not less than two-thirds of an employee's regular rate of pay and the number of hours the employee would otherwise be normally scheduled to work. The amount of paid leave is capped per employee to no more than $200 per day or for a total of $10,000 in the aggregate. In terms of reinstatement, employers with fewer than 25 employees do not have to reinstate an employee if they are experiencing significant economic hardship and the position no longer exists, and the employer makes reasonable efforts to restore the employee to an equivalent position to the position the employee held when the leave commenced, with equivalent employment benefits, pay, and other terms and conditions of employment within a year the leave commenced or the public health emergency concludes. Employers with 25 or more employees are required to reinstate employees after their public health emergency leave period ends. The other new leave enacted with the Families First Coronavirus Response Act is the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. Under the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act, a covered employer shall provide to each employee paid sick time of up to 80 hours for full-time employees, and in accordance to the number of hours worked on average over 2 weeks for part-time employees at the FLSA regular rate, to the extent that the employee is unable to work or telework due to the need for leave because of a coronavirus-related reason specified as follows: a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order, advice by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine, experiencing symptoms and seeking a medical diagnosis, caring for an individual who is subject to a quarantine or isolation order or has been advised to self-quarantine, caring for his or son or daughter if the school or place of care has been closed or the paid child care provider is unavailable, or the employee is experiencing any substantial similar conditions specified by Secretary of Health and Human Services in consultation with the Secretary of the Treasury and the Secretary of Labor. In no event shall such paid sick leave exceed $511 per day or $5,110 in the aggregate, and for situations covered under the expanded FMLA, the caps are $200 per day and $2,000 in the aggregate. The term employer means any person engaged in commerce or any industry or activity affecting commerce that, in the case of a private entity or individual, employs fewer than 500 employees, and in the case of a public agency or any other entity that is not private entity or individual, employs one or more employees. An employer of a healthcare provider or an emergency responder may elect to exclude such employee from this emergency paid sick leave. The paid sick time under this act shall be available for immediate use regardless of how long the employee has been employed by an employer. Employers are prohibited from and may not require, as a condition of providing paid sick time under this act, that the employee involved search for and find a replacement employee to cover the hours during which the employee is using paid sick time. An employee may first use such paid sick time for the purposes described. While employers are prohibited from and may not require an employee to use other paid leave provided by the employer to the employee before the employee uses the paid sick time under the act. Paid sick time provided to an employee under this act shall cease beginning with the employee's next scheduled work shift, immediately following the termination of the need for paid sick time under the act. Each employer shall post and keep posted in a conspicuous place on the premises of the employer where notices to employees are customarily posted a notice to be prepared or approved by the Secretary of Labor of the requirements described in this act. The act specifies, as a rules of construction, that nothing in this act shall be construed to require financial or other reimbursement to an employee from an employer upon the employee's termination, resignation, retirement, or other separation from employment for paid sick time under this act that has not been used by such employee. Therefore, it stems that the employer may close the business or furlough the employee without any further liability for paying the leave of the employee. In regards to the taxation of leave wages, the act provides for any wages paid by reason of the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act and the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act shall not be considered wages for purpose of the Federal Insurance Contribution Act, FICA, among others. That is, there shall be no federal withholdings for Social Security, among others specified. The Act also provides for tax credit for the paid leaves. The Act provides for a full tax credit by the Internal Revenue Service for paid sick and family and medical leave by the employer in the private sector, with some caps. It includes a provision for the Secretary of the Treasury or the Secretary's delegate to pay to each possession of the United States for certain benefits taken under the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. We trust this has been informative, and if you have any questions or wish additional information regarding this, please contact us. Stay safe.